This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let's bring up verse 30. In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead." I was just curious what the term half dead meant. It literally, in the Greek, is the word hemi, half, and then the word for death, half dead. But one of the commentators mentioned it was probably a state of semi-consciousness, where somebody's in and out of consciousness, kind of like Sunday mornings at church, where you're in and out, and you're there, and then you're not there. But he's unconscious, he's left for dead, is the maybe a best way to put it. And I want you to notice a man who's not a priest, who's not a Levite, who people who served in the religious ritual of the day, people pass by on the other side, they avoid him. And they may have had good reasons. You know, we automatically assume they were bad because they didn't do that. They may have had good reasons. They may have had the legitimate reason of being afraid that it was a setup. You've read the accounts in the newspapers of people stopping to help a stranded motorist only to find out that it's a setup. That's happened to people in our country. It's probably happened to people in this area who've done that and found out that they were being set up for a robbery. So there may have been good reasons, but the Samaritan, who was considered a half-breed. The Samaritan who was considered a half-breed. The Samaritans were people who were Jewish background, who intermarried with people from other nations. They were looked down upon. They were despised. And this is the person that Jesus holds up as a role model. He stops. He helps. He treats the man's wounds. He puts him on his donkey, takes him to an inn. You know the story. And not only pays the innkeeper, but says, "If I owe you any more money for this act of charity here, this act of kindness, I'll pay you later." And Jesus would ask that question, which of the three showed mercy? Which of the one is the model? And the lawyer said, "Well, the one who showed mercy, go and do likewise." That's the story I want to give you, four take-home principles. If we could bring up the first one. Loving God is a total experience. Loving God is a total experience. Underneath that, I want you to write four words. If we could bring up the first one, we love God emotionally. We love God emotionally, but that is not the only way you love God. Let's bring up the second. We love God spiritually. That's with all our soul. All that's within you that's spiritual. See, if we could bring that up physically, with all your strength. It implies that it impacts what you do. Not just what you think, but what you do. And the last one, intellectually. You love God with your total being. I was trying to think of an illustration or something that would convey what it means to love God with a total love. And then I thought of a minister I knew years ago by the name of Ed Town. Ed Town was a minister in Rockford, Illinois. Ed was born with significant deafness. Now, he wasn't totally deaf, but he had significant deafness to the point that it affected his speech. All of us have met people who have had a problem with deafness that it affects their speech. There were certain words he didn't pronounce correctly. Some people thought he had a foreign accent. It wasn't. It was simply because he had significant deafness. But Ed Town was one of the most powerful preachers I ever heard as a young man. He went out to Tucson, Arizona to minister there 3 weeks before he lost his life. In a tragic, just a terrible accident, he shared a prayer from the pulpit in Tucson, Arizona, that he wrote. He wrote out his prayers. I don't do that, but some people write beautiful prayers. And I want you to listen to his prayer 3 weeks before he died. We'll begin tomorrow's program with this prayer. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.